Welcome to the Real Presence, Real Future podcast, a podcast dedicated to increasing the presence of Christ throughout the Diocese of Columbus through the values of boldness, collaboration, joy, humility, and active listening. I'm Father Mike Harchi, and today my guest is Father Adam Streitenberger. Father Adam, thanks again for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, always
it's a
pleasure.
Great joy.
Let's start with our prayer for mission renewal. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, our Father, we entrust Real Presence, Real Future to your providence. Through your Holy Spirit, inspire us for mission and evangelization. Make us disciples after the heart of your Son. In times of uncertainty, grant firm resolve. When we're unsettled, provide peace. When we're timid, make us courageous. With our ears, may we hear your promptings. With our eyes, may we see your handiwork. With our mouths, may we share the gospel. And with our hands, may we serve you. Replace our hesitation with holy enthusiasm so that in drawing strength from the Eucharist, every endeavor of ours may be for your glory. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So we're recording this on the Tuesday after Valentine's Day and the Tuesday after the big Super Bowl weekend with the Bengals. So
yeah, broken hearts.
A lot of broken hearts and wailing around Ohio, especially Southern Ohio.
Well, I think it proves my thesis that the NFL is rigged, but we don't want to speak too much about that.
Predetermined outcomes, which is what Real Presence, Real Future is not. In so many ways.
It is not very rigged.
Structural options. Not rigged. Exactly. Well, it is nice to, you know, have someone to root for, you know, and stuff and have a distraction. But, you know, I guess what I was reflecting on too is like, I mean, these games are fun, but they're distractions, you know, it's entertainment. And this is, you know, this is what the real work of what we're about, you know, our salvation and however we get there, you know, whether it's sanctifying our work or just, immersed in prayer and study and proclaiming the gospel. I mean, that's like the real stuff that is most important that we really got to get to. But tell that to Joe Burrow, though, I guess.
Yeah. Well, but, you know, even looking at the Rams, you know, the sort of a comeback, you know, which is sort of the story of the spiritual life, you know, of conversion and that all of us have an opportunity to, in a sense, come from behind.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. Especially with Matt Stafford. Like, that's interesting. You know, he spent all that time with the Lions, and now the first year he transfers, he's a Super Bowl champion.
Yeah.
Poor Lions too, but anyway, yeah. So, but yeah, that, I love that. I love that image, that analogy, and that. So that kind of gets us to what I kind of wanted to draw out together is just this need for conversion, and one way I'm glad we're talking about this today and with you, because you have your conversations on discipleship podcast show on St. Gabriel Radio, which really is excellent. And I've told you that many times. And I just think you do such a great job with your guests. You're able to kind of draw out of them in those initial conversations their journey of discipleship. And so much of that has to do with kind of where we've encountered the Lord and how we've encountered him, some straying away sometimes, and then coming back. And so like this need for conversion is really constant in our lives. No matter who we are, no matter where we've been and where we're going, we always need conversion. And that's a pretty integral message of Real Presence, Real Future. I think even from the very beginning, we need this renewal. So it's why we focus on that prayer with the Lord. And tell me more about maybe your thoughts on that about what you see in the diocese as far as need for conversion among, you know, institutionally, with the people, whatever.
Yeah, I think first of all, you know, because one of the things that's, you know, we talk a lot about evangelization with Real Presence, Real Future initiative. And, you know, I think some people have, for whatever reason, they kind of question whether it's really about evangelization.
Yeah.
But I can say for sure, and I think part of the problem is how we understand evangelization. So a lot of times with almost an institutional mindset, we see evangelization as programs, projects, initiatives, you know, things like that, which are all really good. But it's almost really more about an evangelical culture. And when we talk about even the new evangelization and, you know, how we're supposed to reach out to these people in the Western world who have fallen away from the church, The secret of all that is personal conversion.
Okay.
Like the whole importance of evangelization is that each of us receive the gospel mm-hmm. and it changes our life and we're converted. That's the whole key to evangelization is my own personal conversion.
Okay. So is that what you mean when you say evangelical culture of just being able to share my own personal conversion or just even reflecting on my own personal conversion? Is it all of
that? Yeah. Well, I think first of being converted, which is an ongoing process and is a daily process, but I have to encounter Jesus and the gospel, and in a sense, surrender myself to that gospel and to become more faithful to that gospel.
Okay.
I have to do that every day, and that's sort of the life. And when we kind of talk about this evangelical culture, it is a life of constant conversion. It's a life centered on Jesus and a life centered on the gospels. And that really, I think, is even more, if we don't do that, then you can't do anything else. You know, you can't, if I'm not living that way, I can't talk to other people about that.
Okay.
You know, unless that reality is at first part of my life.
Yeah.
So when I think of Real Presence, Real Future, I think of it as an invitation. And I really do think, you know, in the numerous conversations that I had with Bishop Brennan about all these things, that this really was at the heart of the whole movement or initiative was we really need to emphasize our own personal conversion. So, you know, a lot of people will say, well, is it about the Eucharist
right.
or is it about evangelization? Well, it's all about being centered on Jesus Christ, you know, like being converted and like basing our life on Jesus Christ, which then enables everything else.
So how do we get people – I guess over that hump or to understand what conversion looks like. I'm sure you get asked that. I get asked that a lot. Like, how do I convert? What does that look like in my life? Is it just that people aren't ready to give stuff up or something? Like what do you think what has to be that catalyst for conversion? And like you said too, it's not gonna be a one and done. Is continually in our lives. I'm converting all the time, all the time, you know. And I think it's good for people to hear that from their priests. That like, listen, just because we got ordained and answered this call doesn't mean there's not more death to self that has to happen. But I guess is that a good way of putting it to people? Like that's what conversion is. Just like death to self, giving things up. You know, because I think they're going to want programs and things just to help them to. I don't know, put a finer point on it sometimes.
Well,
or something
and
like
we do
that,
need
but.
Programs. And, you know, we need both these sort of savvy kind of digital programs, you know, like watching these videos or, you know, watching all that. We need those. We need, I mean, retreats.
That's
big time. A program. You know, like.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's a model.
Yeah.
You know, we need these things. I think. So often when we hear the word conversion, we think of very moralistic terms like, oh, I need to stop this sin.
Sure.
And while that is true, you know, it is primarily about becoming more focused on Jesus Christ and more aware of his presence in our lives, which I think is is a key thing about, you know, real presence, real future is that presence starts – with his presence in my life.
I love that. So instead of having people focus on, I need to stop this sin, offer like instead of, I need to stop this or that, let me just go to adoration today or this week or let me go on this retreat coming up. You know, forget for a second all the stuff that I want to stop. Why don't I just do that?
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to help you overcome that sin. And I think there's a real desire for this in our diocese. It's been a little bit of time since, and we need to like kind of look back at that, but since we looked at those DMI results, the Disciple Maker Index results, but there's certainly a hunger and a desire for people to be able to share their story of faith, to take a retreat. A lot of people said they didn't take it. And if we expect like conversion mm-hmm. among the people, among the priests and all that, then let's model it. So let's give them more retreat opportunities. Let's give them more opportunities for faith sharing or something
yeah, and
like
you
that.
Know, we've developed this – the evangelization office has developed this very wonderful parish toolkit to help pastors and parish staff to really form their parishes and to develop a strategy, I think, that ultimately leads to personal conversions as disciples. And so there's that out there. I think also our preaching, too, has to be more Christocentric and more centered on Christ and call for that conversion to Christ.
Okay.
You know, I think we don't think of the homily as a program, but it is, it is an opportunity. In fact, it's probably the priest's greatest opportunity to influence people in the course of a week.
And it certainly is still a very unique kind of experience in our lives. I mean, when else do you just sit there and listen to someone, you know, face to face, like without any expectation of recording it or saving it for later or something like that? It's a unique, very unique experience in our lives. And it's not a lecture. Mm-hmm. You know, it's supposed to be inspiring. And helping people to, I guess, want that conversion in their lives. Kind of a tall order, but it's exciting.
Yeah.
And it's something that's not new for us either. This is what the church has always been about.
Well, and I think when we look at maybe the problems that we're facing, you know, that we have to make tough decisions, you know, because people have left the church or we're not getting enough vocations or things like that. Our only response to that, our first response has to be our own personal conversion.
Yeah.
And because a lot of times people have left the church because of our own lack of faithfulness to Christ.
Thanks for that reminder and that good witness, Father. Thanks for being with me today. Thanks for joining me on the Real Presence, Real Future podcast. You can view today's episode on the Diocese of Columbus YouTube feed or listen to the podcast on stgabrielradio.com, the St. Gabriel Radio app, and anywhere the podcasts are offered. Until next time.